Friday! Hey! Okay, so the question today, and it's a good one for anyone if you ever thought about it or maybe didn't think about it, but are curious, is does the way you dress affect the way that you decorate your home? Can it? How can it influence it? And this question was a great question someone asked me on my IG stories. I've also posted my Facebook stories. I highly recommend following along. That's on my personal Yana Johnson stories on Facebook and Instagram, and Instagram stories on my Yana Johnson account. I've been explaining a bit about your aesthetic style and how it works, specifically with clients that I've been working with in their homes. But one question that came up was about pattern, which is one of the principles of design. And also, it's something that we see a lot in clothes, like cool clothing patterns. Sure, a lot of people love, I love decorating and choosing certain outfits based on the patterns. It's so fun to find. And it was like, well, the question was, I love, because with aesthetic style, sorry, a little background. With aesthetic style, what I teach and the concept is that your aesthetic style, your intrinsic element and principle of design combination is something that is reflective in all visual aspects of your life, right? It's reflected in the things you wear, in the way that you style your home, in the places you like to attracted to go on to vacation. It can so many things that are visual, right? So the question was like, well, I love to dress in lots of crazy patterns and different things, but I wouldn't want to decorate my home in crazy pattern fabric because I also easily get sick of them. And like with clothes, it's cool to change it up and switch up the pattern. And so then it's like, how can the way that I this love of pattern be in influence, or how can I use it in decorating my home? Great question. And so one example of this with pattern is to think beyond just the fabrics, right? Because we think a lot of times pattern, and we think of like particularly like a couch that's patterned, or pillows, or your rug or carpet. But you can use pattern in a lot of different ways. And what pattern is it's a re repetition of a similar shape, color, form, or line. So when you repeat the same thing over and over, it creates a pattern, and it has to be in somewhat of an orderly fashion. So it could be like right next to each other, like this, could be alternating, but that's what a pattern is. And so this is something you can do with the actual objects in your home. So you can create pattern by the way that you style your shelves in the kitchen, for example, by alternating, red cup, blue cup, red cup, blue cup, red cup, blue, or something, if you have a bunch of red and blue cups. Or you can do it by the shape. So let's say you have different colored cups, but like maybe the shape of the cups, you could place them in a way that's like small, big, small, big, small. That's a pattern. If you have plants in your home, the way that you decorate them or the pots of the plants, you can create pattern. What are some other examples? The bookshelf, you have them standing up and then down, standing up. So those are just, if you can get that visually, and I will post up some visual examples, that's a way that you can use this concept of pattern and your love of pattern without feeling like you have to buy a bunch of like crazy pattern pillows and everything. And then the other thing that I want to emphasize with aesthetic style is that it's always about the combination. And that's really key because, like I've said before, most people can recognize that there's one or two things that they really like. Like you really love things that are colorful, or you love patterns, or you love line. But it's crucial to know that other element or principle, or maybe it's two other ones that you also love. And a lot of times they're more subtle. But with pattern, for example, some people they love like line and pattern. So they love like checkers in this basket behind me. Just even just stripes, that's an example of line and pattern. Whereas someone else who's super into colors, they love that like it's repeating colors that create the pattern. Or if you're into like balance, like me, this radial balance, I love patterns that have lots of circles in them, or flowers, or different things. So knowing this combination is really key to helping you get really specific. Because I always, always say that it's the details that make it personal, right? And so when you have a general, like aesthetic style is sort of like this, it can seem a general word like line and pattern, But when you have that and then you look into more the details, do I like flowy lines or do I like straight lines? Do I like patterns with lines or do I like patterns with color? Then that's when it starts to get really specific and very personal to you. And that's how you are reflecting your style. And if you look and think about those things, you'll see that it does repeat in your clothing. Even from the way that, you know, some clothes, they have a very interesting sewing pattern of lines, for example. All these little details, that's really where your style is. And that's the thing that you can carry over into any aspect of your life. All right, that was Q&A Friday. If you have more questions, let me know. Otherwise, have a great weekend. And if this video was helpful to you, fun, inspiring, or a new concept, please share it and let others know. Bye.